So let's say you have an idea you've been tinkering with for a while, and you've actually figured out how to make that idea work. Now, what do you do with it? Well, one avenue is Quirky, a company that has brought a unique approach to getting a good idea to market. Here to help explain exactly how Quirky works is Nathaniel Padgett. He's the community director at Quirky and joins us by phone from New York City. Well, Nathaniel, how did Quirky get started?
Well, so Quirky was founded in 2009 by Ben Kaufman. Ben Kaufman had previously, he had his own startups when he was living in Vermont, and he'd always been really into product development. And one day he realized that he really wanted to give everyone the opportunity to experience what he had in seeing someone using his product. So he founded Quirky as an opportunity for everyday inventors to bring their great ideas to life. Our goal is to make invention accessible. So we're really giving inventors or people with great ideas who do not necessarily have the means or the time to bring those ideas to life and turn them into real products. We connect them with experts on our staff and in our online community and take those ideas from sketch to store.
So if I have a great idea and I go to Quirky.com, what's the next step from there?
Yeah, so you create your account on Quirky.com, you submit your idea to us. It's going to be on the site for 7 days. During that time, our community members are going to be voting on the idea. We give them the option to vote up ideas that they really like or vote down ideas they don't think are that have potential. After that 7 days, the Quirky staff review all these submissions. We look at the top voted ones, but we also try to look at every single idea that's submitted to the site, and we weigh the submissions based on criteria that we've set internally for, you know, what's appropriate for a product category, what the estimated cost to produce that product is, and we take the best ideas from that list to what we call our live product evaluation, which is a weekly ritual we have every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern, and we choose those top ideas, and the ones that are chosen, they go into development, and we'll make that product and we'll sell it all around the world.
And can anyone join and be part of that initial voting process?
Yeah, anyone. Quirky is open to anyone who has a great idea or who just wants to be involved in the product development process.
So once an idea makes it through the voting process and then, you know, makes it through the, I guess, final decision-making process with your staff, what happens then?
Yeah, so we have a very innovative product development workflow. It's very open. We engage our community online as well as the inventor who had submitted the idea in doing everything from researching key components of the product to, you know, the market viability to even helping us to price the product. So every step of the way, we're engaging our community online for feedback, for advice, and for design directions, while our team internally is working to get that product idea to a point where we can start to manufacture it and ultimately sell it on store shelves. And once we do start selling it on store shelves, we share 10% of the gross revenue generated from those sales with every member of our community that touched the product. So the inventor gets 4%, and the remaining 6% go to collaborators. We call them influencers. And all of this is done through a points system, which we call influence, which is measuring their contribution to that product.
Now, you mentioned some of the collaboration that goes on and the feedback. How hands-on can the inventor be or the person that has that idea once you've accepted their idea?
It's really up to the inventor. We have a team called Invention Ambassadors who work here at Quirky as like liaisons between Quirky staff and the inventor, and they act as the voice for that inventor, relaying feedback from them to our staff and relaying feedback from our staff back to that inventor. We often fly inventors out to our headquarters and allow them to work with our team, particularly when, you know, we're dealing with very complex products that we might want their insights. So really it depends on the inventor and how much they want to leverage those invention ambassadors. And then all of those projects that I'd mentioned from research to pricing are open to the inventor as well. So they are, you know, they're welcome to participate with the general community in that capacity.
So are there any inventions that happen through Quirky our listeners might have seen?
Possibly. So we have a power strip called Pivot Power. That's our most successful product so far. It's made the inventor about $1 million or will this year. He was a college student when he submitted it to us, and it's a power strip that pivots. It's not rigid in any way, so you can fit pretty much any kind of power adapter you can think of into its ports. We also just announced that we're going to be making an air conditioner called Eros, and this is a smart window AC that actually tracks how often and when you're using it, so you can stay within budget. You're ultimately saving money and energy at the same time.
So if you have to stay late at work or something, you could just say, oh, AC, you don't need to come on for another 3 hours.
Exactly. Or if while you're on your way home, you get stuck in traffic and you didn't predict that, the application and the unit itself are smart enough to tell that you've been stalled and to delay start time.
Well, and you mentioned one of the power strips. It seems like you have a ton of solutions for cords and cables of various sorts. Is this just people looking around at what's around them and coming up with ideas for those little annoyances that we all have?
I mean, that's part of it. We believe that the best products, the best inventions come out of everyday problems. Problems that all of us feel throughout our day that are just not being adequately addressed by existing products or that no solution exists for to date. That can range from the smallest little problem like organizing cables on your desk to how do you save money month to month when you're running your AC throughout the summer months. It gets really hot here in New York, for example, right? And a big issue even for staff is just how much we're spending on our energy bill. So that's a really hefty problem that we're aiming to solve with Eros.
And we're talking to Nathaniel Padgett from the company Quirky, that kind of has a unique new way of taking inventions to market. You mentioned splitting some of that money with the people who have the idea, the inventor. How much have people earned from their inventions with Quirky?
Well, so I'd mentioned the inventor of Pivot Power. He's a gentleman named Jake Zine. He's made almost $1 million as of today. He's done very well. That's, by no means
I wouldn't mind that.
I think that we could all get behind that. He's obviously the exception. His product has been exceptionally successful. But in total, we've paid out about $4 million to our community online. And that's gone out to hundreds of thousands of people.
And many people are familiar with crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter, where people are bringing some of their inventions and ideas, to the internet community to fund that idea. What's the difference between that model and Quirky?
Yeah, so, the crowdfunding model is dealing purely in financing. Right, so it's assuming that you have the knowledge, you have the connections to take your idea and turn it into a product. You just don't have the financial backing to do all those things. Quirky is here to solve the problems above financing. We're here to meet the needs of those individuals who have the great ideas but do not have the connections. They do not have the resources. They do not have the know-how to turn their idea into a real product. So we're not just focusing on the financial piece. We're focusing on all of it, from design and engineering to customer service to marketing, financing and distribution.
Well, would you give your idea through Quirky if it meant you got a cut of the action? Give us a call, Kansas City, 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. As word of Quirky spreads, are you guys just getting more and more submissions?
Yeah, every single day we're getting more and more submissions. We're getting about 3,000 a week now.
Wow.
So lots of ideas are coming through Quirky.com. And really the greatest thing about the Quirky platform is it's a great opportunity to get real-time feedback on your invention ideas from the very people who may one day be purchasing your product. So it's a great tool for inventors who even just want to learn how viable their product is.
Do people ever submit an idea and it doesn't quite make it through that process and then they make some changes and resubmit?
Absolutely. That happens all the time. We really try to create a very transparent process with robust feedback loops for those people who almost make it but don't quite get selected. So there are a couple levels of review. We have expert review, which is where our staff are really taking a deep dive into the ideas. And then there's eval, which I had mentioned before, live product evaluation. So those ideas that make it into expert review but don't quite make it into eval, we always relay feedback as to why we didn't move forward with that idea so that they can work that feedback into a new kind of a re-envisioning of the submission or move on to a new idea. Same thing for the inventors whose ideas go to live product evaluation, except that in that case, they can actually watch the feedback being relayed in real time because we do broadcast this event on our own website. It's quirky.com/live, and that's 7 p.m. every Thursday.
Well, I've got to ask, do you get to try out some of these different inventions that people have?
All the time. That's my favorite part. It's so great. Product testing is the most exciting thing, especially when you then have that opportunity to kind of relay your findings to that inventor.
And do you have something that, is a lifesaver or a favorite invention from Quirky?
You know, it's interesting. I get this question a lot. We have this product called PenZen. It's a pen. It's really an organizer for anything. It's this beautiful rectangular product. It's made out of bamboo. It has little plastic fingers in the center that hold your pens in place. Very, very simple. It's not solving the biggest problem in the world, but I just think it's such an elegant solution, such an elegant product, and it's a really great thing to have on my desk. I love looking at it.
And how much of this, I mean, that sounds like it's, pen holders have been around for a while.
Of course.
Is that one that's just a pleasant design?
Yeah, I mean, it's a pleasant design, and it's at the same time it's very functional. It's big enough that I can put pretty much anything, any pens, scissors, anything I have on my desk into it to keep them nice and organized. And it also just looks really nice. So passersby they see it and immediately are asking questions about it. Despite being such a simple product, it's just something that I really love, and I think it is a great accessory to everyday life. I'm hoping to get an Eros as soon as they come out, though. I'm really looking forward to that AC unit.
Well, and will that be out in time for summer?
Yeah, it's set to release early May, so it'll be just at the beginning of summertime. It's going to be perfect.
Well, Nathaniel, thanks for explaining how Quirky works to all of us. And I hope you enjoy that unit this summer, that AC unit.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was absolutely my pleasure.